as it went on, you moved to New York to write the script, right?
Right.
And so you were seeing each other a lot. What did you add? What did you suggest to him?
I think that, as Quinn would say, I mean, I definitely was a sounding board. I think when we were shooting, one of the things that was interesting to me was that Quentin is so prolific in the amount. He just spews scenes, right, characters, endlessly. And I was one of the few people that he actually showed them to, at least one of the few people who then went into the trenches with him and was there making the film. And he forgets half what he writes. I mean, it's really kind of amazing. And sometimes he'd be standing there and, like, tearing his hair about something. And so the one thing I felt I was at least able to do was remind him of some of his other work that could come in handy at this time. And, you know, it was sort of like holding, cataloging for him a little bit. All the many generations of things that he had done, gotten bored with, and scrapped.
Okay, but she's. I'm not just trying to play a kiss-ass thing here, but she's downplaying everything. All right, she's. One of the things is during that year and a half, I have never like collaborated with anybody as far as like, you know, I'll write a scene and I'll be excited about it and I want to kind of read it out loud so I can kind of hear it, you know, through somebody else's ears. And I'll call up a friend and I'll read them a scene or something. It's all really random and there's nobody, you know, particular that I'm doing it with. And I do it with just a whole crowd of friends and stuff. All right. I've never like shared the, and to me, because I hadn't really written an original since Pulp Fiction, so I was really precious about the script. I was precious about the written word, you know, screw the movie. It was about what I was going to end up writing during this year and a half, or I didn't know it was going to be a year and a half, but that's how it was.
2 weeks.
Two weeks. It's going to be 2 weeks.
Oh, it's 2 weeks longer.
Yeah, in two weeks, I'll be done. But the thing is, though, I was like, I was constantly sharing it with Uma. I was reading, every time I wrote a new scene, I'd read it to her, all right? You know, 3 months later, if I rewrote it, all right, I would read her the rewrite of it, all right? And I just, it wasn't like Uma was sitting down with me and we were writing scenes together, but I'd never used another human being who was going to play this role so much, all right? You know, in any capacity as an artist, really, ever. And the thing about it was, is like, but also there was this weird aspect that normally when I write a character, you know, I'm the guy you need to talk to about the character, all right? You know, if I write a bail bondsman, you don't need to go out and find a bail bondsman to figure out how you're going to play the role. Ask me, because I know who the guy is, all right? I always do that, all right? I want to be the authority on this character. Now, there was tons of shit that I knew about the bride, obviously, all right? But the thing is, there was a little part of me that didn't want to fill in every single color. I wanted, when it came time for this to do the movie, to Uma finish the painting, all right? I didn't want to know everything about the bride. I wanted Uma to tell me some things about the bride. And some of that happened during the writing of it, but a lot of it was left open for the performance to fill in, to fill in some of those other colors and everything. I didn't want to be the expert on the bride.